Check out the latest description for a job opening at the SEIU. This is a quote. They're looking for someone to train and lead members in nonviolent civil disobedience, such as occupying state buildings and banks and peaceful resistance. Oh, boy. Is this what the unions are even for? Reason's Tim Kavanaugh joins us now. I mean, the language, Tim, is out of control. Here, nonviolent civil disobedience, which I think is an oxymoron. They're looking for someone who can instruct people in bank takeovers and peaceful resistance. Are they kidding? How do they get away with this?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, to what you were saying earlier, Newt Gingrich wasn't the only one who was taken in. Andy Stern, in the early part of the 2000s, actually did a pretty good job of projecting himself as somebody who was, the SEIU was the reasonable future of unions and future of organized labor. I would say we're well past those days, and that document that you're referring to, which is, you know, it's like a recruiting, it's a job description, basically. They're looking for people in leadership positions in the union who will be good at occupying public buildings and banks and so forth. I can tell you from Occupy LA and certainly from Occupy Wall Street, I spent a lot of time out there, and the SEIU presence was extremely strong there. I mean, you could really feel it. So that's a lot of what SEIU spends its time doing these days. Doesn't seem like maybe it is the future of unions, but it's not the kind of optimistic future that maybe we once had in mind.
You know, it made me think, what possibly kind of experience could anyone have had to qualify them for a bank takeover, right? You're looking for a resume comparison. I don't know what it is for bank takeovers. But is this a sign of desperation for the unions? They just have nowhere else to go at this point, and they've come pretty much minimalized.
Possibly, and you know, you're seeing more of this sort of outreach, to put the nicest word on it that I can. Up in Sacramento just yesterday, I saw another an advertisement that's going around among some public sector unions that's all about is stop the people who have these petitions. There are a lot of petitions, signature gatherers who are trying to get petitions to, you know, roll back some of the really incredibly ruinous pension commitments for public sector workers, government employees. And, you know, we have a lot of places in California that people are petitioning to get rollbacks of those kinds of pensions into law. And the unions are, there was a great flyer I saw just yesterday that was, if you see somebody engaging in signature gathering, contact the union. And it's really a straight up, like, be a fink for your union.
Pretty much. I mean, it just seems, it's violent. The notion that we're looking for nonviolent civil disobedience is an oxymoron. Do we see this, though, in the private unions? I mean, I can't imagine the private unions posting anything like this.
Well, SEIU is this strange animal that is neither fish nor fowl.
Right.
It's, you know, they have a lot of private sector workers in SEIU. They also have a lot of people in hospitals and such that are government run. So it's sort of, it's maybe the worst of both worlds. I mean, I think, I don't know, I'm not speaking even for the Reason Foundation in this case, but I don't really philosophically have a problem with private sector workers organizing in order to get what unions are supposed to get them, which is better wages and benefits, and use their leverage that way. Philosophically, I don't have a problem with that. Economically, I'm not sure it works out so well. But in the other case, when we're talking about public sector workers, these are government employees. They already have jobs, you know, that are very hard to get fired from. And there's a real question of, you know, you're able to sit on both sides of the table when you're a unionized government employee. It's sort of like really being able to have your hand in both pockets at the same time.
Yeah, I just, it seems to me, though, like we're validating these Occupy Wall Street movements and saying, you know what, you too can grow up to be a protester, much like the cover of Time magazine recently.
Right, yeah, I know, the protesters,
right.
the people of the year, which is, what I love about that is I'm always happy whenever the Time person of the year makes no splash whatsoever. And it was like, you know, by 11 a.m. on the morning that they came out with that, nobody cared.
Well,
but, you know, there is something disturbing here. And I don't want to minimize the sort of police, you know, abuses that we saw against the Occupy movement. And those were very serious. And I think those are more serious than what we're talking about on the other side. However, on the other side, If you spent much time around the occupations, they were very hostile to reporters. They were not real interested in the public's right to know,
and
when they're gathering in a public square, which is a completely public place with no expectation of privacy.
And people have died in some of their rallies, and we have seen them stand on the front lawn of private homes, so I'm not sure that they're the poster child for peace and goodwill. Tim Kavanaugh of the Reason Foundation, thanks for being with us, sir.
Thanks. Great to be here.